political turmoil, violence against children, against women, wars, the rumors of war. How can you never be comfortable with that? God doesn't design this as a home. And that's why they saw this world that they lived in. And they confessed that they were strangers and children on the earth. Strangers mean that they were aliens, they were foreigners. Children knew that they were just passing by. They wanted to make themselves known. And it says in verse 14, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heaven. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Let's get to that city in just a second, but I'll go back to verse 15. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have opportunity to have returned. What is that telling us? Come to the church of the Hebrews, and they went through the Exodus from Egypt. How many of them longed for Egypt after they left? How many of them? Lots of them. And they said to Moses, have you brought us up to the desert and we may die? We'd have been better off if we had stayed in Egypt. Imagine that. In slavery. And there are those who actually prefer slavery. But these children were looking forward. They desire a better country than was in jail on the island of Patmos, and that she separated him from those whom he loved. But what he's saying here is that there is no more separation. You look at the beginning of your Bible, God had created Adam and Eve and established the Sabbath that you might have relationship with them. And then what happened? He told them, don't do this relationship. And what did that cause? Separation. And you read cover to cover, this is the story of God trying to bring you home. It's his invitation. I've often heard it referred to as God's love letter. He's trying to woo you. And he says in verse 2, when I'm John's call, the Holy City, the new Jerusalem coming down from God, I don't have it prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be the people of God himself, shall be with them. And be their God. Verse 4, God shall make a way out to his people. And there shall be no more death. Neither shall there be more pain. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things have passed away. This can't be our home. Do not make a mistake of making this world your home, because it's destined to pass away. And if your heart is wicked, and you will pass away with it.